From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
We all thought that regional travel would be a fair way off yet, but it's not. It's back on the agenda. Let's catch up with that and a few other things with the Federal Member for Edmund Arrow, Christy McBain. Hi, Christy.
G'day, Disco. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
That's good. No use complaining. No one listens.
Well, it's a Friday. Everyone's already winding down their complaint meter and they're headed to the weekend, so they don't care.
That's exactly right. Now, look, I know you've just sat through a week or two of Parliament, so we'll get to that in a minute, but before the current parliamentary sitting happened, I know Albo was discussing the possibility of an early election. Were you in that meeting?
Yeah, I was there. He said he wouldn't be surprised if we have a December 11 election.
Really?
And I guess, well, the option is obviously there for the Prime Minister. It's his prerogative to call the election whenever he deems fit. But, there were some strange things that happened in the House the last couple of weeks, which leaves the door open. There are a number of people sort of, I guess, doing their wrap-up speech and a lot of thanking of members that potentially aren't coming back. So there were definitely some side eyes around my side going, is this going to be the last parliamentary sitting before the election?
Okay. And what's your gut feeling?
Look, my gut feeling is March. Yeah. I mean, I think it will be very difficult for the Prime Minister to call an election when he would not be able to campaign in Queensland at this stage. Yep. He wouldn't be able to campaign in South Australia, Tasmania or Western Australia because all of those borders are still shut to New South Wales and Victoria. So I would find it difficult because I think that's a sign of his failure to order enough vaccines and make sure this country was open as soon as possible.
Yeah, right. So so you wouldn't be surprised, but probably March, you think?
Yeah, if I was a betting woman, I'd have my money on March.
Okay, and now look, of course, local government elections are coming up on the 4th, so that would just about drive people crackers if they had to go and vote 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it would drive them bonkers, I reckon, two weeks in a row, and we've obviously got a couple of state by-elections in Monaro and Bega as well, and we still don't know when they'll be held, but I assume that that's probably looking at towards February now, so that's a lot of elections in a very short space of time, and whilst we all enjoy a democracy sausage, I think people might be a bit frustrated about having to go multiple times.
Yeah, and I think we'd probably be just about over it because, you know, we've all been in lockdown and the last thing we want to do is come out of lockdown and have to go and vote. So, too many times. So,
well, as much as I enjoy voting and making sure my voice is heard, I think you're right. I think we're all keen to get out and travel and see friends and family that we haven't seen in a while. And look, I hope that that's what everyone will be planning over the December-January period. You know, I want to make sure that I see my family. I haven't seen my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece in over 12 months. So I'm really keen to make sure that I can take advantage of travel now, and I'm sure that there's a lot of your listeners that'll be really keen to see friends and family that I haven't been able to see in a while.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, now I've got a daughter in Melbourne, and I nearly went earlier this year when the border was open, but lucky I didn't. I'd still be there.
You would have got stuck.
I would have got stuck. Anyway, look, what about Parliament, Christy? What were some of the main issues for debate in the Parliament, which you've just recently enjoyed?
Well, we obviously saw a number of motions come forward again trying to make sure that the House voted in favour of sending the Christian Porter Blind Trust matter to the Privileges Committee, and that was blocked again, very frustrating. There was also a bill only introduced yesterday, actually, introduced into the House in a hurry, and they want it debated at the next parliamentary sitting, which is about voter ID laws.
Right.
Which would be the first time in our 120-odd year history of democracy that we would be requiring a formal identification document for you to be eligible to vote. The Australian Electoral Commission said that there were zero prosecutions on this front in 2019, and only a handful of people didn't vote correctly. You got to wonder why we're suddenly rushing legislation through to make it compulsory for people to produce a form of ID to vote now. I think it significantly disenfranchises older generations who don't have a driver's license, and not to mention those Indigenous remote communities where they don't have a lot of people don't have birth certificates, let alone driver's licenses. So that's a big concern, I think, for a number of members across Parliament.
Yeah, and I think it'd be very concerning for the Eden Monaro electorate, because, as you say, you know, we have an ageing population, regardless of whether we all think we're still 21, and that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. And I just think it, you know, on so many other facets, you know, we've heard this government say, you know, you have to trust the people to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we don't want to know who the identity of the donors to Christian Porter's blind trust are, then why is it necessary to know the identification of voters? It just, you know, reeks a double standard, and it's a law that I think, you know, can be hugely problematic, especially for older and vulnerable populations.
Yeah, that would be an issue, that's for sure. Now, look, I don't know about you, and I think I know what the answer is, but I am getting sick and tired of hearing politicians telling us all to go and book an aeroplane flight and go overseas. Why don't we book a holiday in our own backyard and support the locals?
I tell you what, I've just spent the morning out at Cabago at a cafe there, which will be closing next week.
Oh,
COVID was the last straw for them, and you know, it's become a meeting place for people that have lost homes, that have lost sheds or livestock during these bushfires, and there are a lot of people rightly upset about losing that safe space to congregate.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, we need to go local first, and that is, you know, we've talked about it before, Disco, holiday in your own backyard. I mean, you couldn't get a much better spot than literally anywhere in the Eden Monaro. You know, we've got coast, we've got the mountains, we've got the plains. We've even got, you know, the built-up metropolitan area of Queanbeyan and Yarrangoogong. Everything you could possibly want or need, bushwalking, mountain bike trails, amazing restaurants and cafes, the amount of, you know, diving tours, whale-watching tours.
Yep.
I mean, you can do it all here.
Yep.
Whilst we want to see planes back in the air, take them to an Australian destination and holiday at home, because right now you've got small businesses, which are the lifeblood of our community. We need to support them and support the jobs that are there in our local communities.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So why do you think it is that the Prime Minister and others are obsessed with telling us all to get on planes and nick off somewhere else?
Well, there is no doubt that Australia enjoys great tourism from overseas, and we want to welcome people back in, but we do want our population to stay in holiday here. I think that you know, the big business lobby who are interested in making sure that their companies survive by sending people overseas, but you know, we've got a lot of small businesses right across this place, and we need to get behind them and support them. So wherever you can, please go local first.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. What's on your agenda for the next... you're probably going to kick back this weekend?
I am, only because it was my husband's 40th birthday yesterday. So
look out.
I got home late last night from Canberra, so... We'll have a few people over to celebrate that, and then next week back on the road again. We hit Queanbeyan, Jindabyne, and Yass next week. So we're back on the road again.
Absolutely. What's the mood around the electorate, Christy? You're out and about in the community. How are people feeling at the moment?
Look, I think everyone is happy, grateful, excited to be out of this lockdown period.
Yep.
You know, we're all headed towards that dreaded Christmas rush of trying to get everything prepared and organised.
Yeah.
But as I said, I think people are definitely looking for that Christmas break to roll around so that they can take a bit of a step back, see those friends and family that they haven't been able to see in a while, and I hope for their sake, whilst they will have to deal with a council election, and on that note, all the best for your council election run.
Yeah.
Hopefully there won't be a federal election for them this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, well, we'll probably speak to you between now and Christmas, I would imagine, because there's always something happening around here. So
I would hope so, Disco.
Yeah, me too. All right, Christy, enjoy your weekend at home, and and wish hubby a happy birthday, and we'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Thanks, Disco.
Okay, cheers. There goes the federal member for Invernero, Christy McBain, who is out and about in the electorate again next week, and we'll speak to her in about a fortnight.
This is Braidwood FM.